This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban said Friday their overnight offensive had fully captured four major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. Stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to reporters' questions about the battlefield status. Taliban spokesman said in a statement issued Friday morning, their latest advances have established insurgent control over more than 14 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces during the past week. Afghan government security forces have struggled to contain stunning week-long insurgent advances. The Taliban are estimating now to hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced Thursday by the State Department and the Pentagon comes as U.S. trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of the offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital, Kabul, within 24 to 48 hours. People with weakened immune systems will soon be able to get an extra dose of the COVID-19 vaccines. The announcement by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration applies to millions of Americans who take immune-suppressing medicines because of organ transplants, cancer, or other disorders. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The COVID-19 surge that is sending hospitalizations to all-time highs in parts of the southern United States is also impacting states that were once seen as pandemic success stories. Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February, the strongest in the South. The White House coronavirus coordinator says it's driving many people to get their shots. Two states considered pandemic success stories are now suffering. Oregon and Hawaii both reporting record cases and hospitalizations. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announcing nearly everyone will have to wear masks again in indoor public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status. Officials in Hawaii say the virus made it to the islands not that much through tourists, but rather residents who traveled to the mainland and brought it back with them. Lee Jae-yong, the embattled leader of South Korea's Samsung conglomerate, was freed on parole Friday after spending the past 7 months in prison on charges stemming from an explosive corruption scandal that toppled the country's previous government. Lee left the prison near the capital, Seoul, without answering questions from reporters. He is the latest in a long line of South Korean corporate bosses to leave prison. Lee and get leniency. Lee had a year left on a 30-month sentence for embezzling millions of dollars from corporate funds to bribe South Korea's previous president, Park Geun-hye, to ensure government support for a 2015 merger between two Samsung affiliates that tightened his control over the corporate empire. Six people were killed in a mass shooting in the city of Plymouth in southwestern England Thursday evening. Police say two females, three males, including the suspect, died from gunshot wounds. A woman later died at the hospital. Police initially described the shooting as a serious firearms incident and said the situation was contained. Police added that the incident was not related to terrorism. The United Kingdom has one of the lowest gun homicide rates in the world, and mass shootings are rare. The investigation into Thursday's shooting is continuing. Vote counting underway in Zambia in the presidential, state, and local elections. The Election Commission said the results will be announced on Sunday at the latest. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.